Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The slim but stunning victory of a Democrat running for Congress in a Trump stronghold in Pennsylvania this week is something of a win for our congressman in Massachusetts. The winner of the Pennsylvania seat is Connor Lamb. Lamb is a veteran of the Marines, and so is Bay State Congressman Seth Moulton. Moulton was an early supporter of Lamb. Moulton raised money for him, campaigned for him, and says Lamb represents a new generation of leaders that the party desperately needs. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks explains why.
Last September, Seth Moulton went to Iowa to the Polk County Steak Fry, organized by the Polk County Democrats. Moulton's trip to the first presidential caucus state fueled speculation that he was considering a presidential run of his own. But back then, the Salem Democrats said he was in Iowa to advocate for a slate of fellow veterans and Democrats running for Congress.
12 veterans I've endorsed so far in swing districts across the country, exactly the districts we need to take back if we're going to take back the House. One of my messages here, there's help on the way, and it's coming in the form of a new generation of Democrats who understand public service and are going to start winning again.
Moulton's slate of endorsed candidates is now up to 19 veterans. Connor Lamb is one of them. Moulton raised nearly $80,000 for Lamb, campaigned door-to-door with him, and had six of his staff members working in Pittsburgh. That helped Lamb beat Rick Saccone, a four-term Pennsylvania state rep in a district that Donald Trump carried by 20 points in 2016.
Some people have credited me with recruiting some of these veterans to run, and there's a few that I did encourage.
Today, Seth Moulton talked to WBUR about Connor Lamb's victory.
But the best recruiter out there is our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump. He's the one who's convinced so many veterans to stand up and take on the Republican establishment, to take on the president and serve the country again.
Moulton is among many who call Lamb's victory a big defeat for President Trump and the Republicans. Lamb ran as a moderate Democrat, a Marine veteran who promised to oppose Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi, and whose campaign ad featured a picture of him shooting an AR-15-style assault rifle.
Served 4 years in the Marines, still loves to shoot, became a federal prosecutor.
Some Republicans caution reading too much into Lamb's victory. Here's Dee Raga, treasurer of the Pennsylvania Republican Party, speaking earlier this week on Fox.
Lamb basically ran as a Republican. And the phrase that I would like to say is, here's a Lamb in Republican clothing. Lamb says he's pro-life, pro-gun. He says he's pro all of that.
It's a ridiculous attack line, like so many of the Republicans' attacks on him.
Again, Congressman Seth Moulton.
He has Democratic positions up and down the list, but they're positions that reflect the will of his district.
Connor Lamb is pro-gun rights, but in favor of universal background checks. Personally opposed to abortion, but unwilling to upend abortion rights. And supportive of medical marijuana. Boston-based Democratic consultant Dan Payne says these positions place Connor Lamb squarely among mainstream Democrats.
He opposed the Trump tax cut. He is for maintaining Obamacare. And if he was so close to the Republican Party and Trump, why did they spend $10 million trying to defeat him?
Payne is among many who say Lamb's victory signals a big challenge for Republicans as they try to hold on to their majorities in Congress in the age of Trump. Lamb's victory was fueled by an energized electorate that included college-educated suburban progressives and blue-collar labor. Seth Moulton says Lamb was a candidate who understood his district and that his experience as a veteran gave him credibility.
Now we have a new generation of leaders who have seen the consequences of failed leadership in Washington and places like Iraq or Afghanistan. I think you see the generation of veterans who went to Iraq and Afghanistan taking over for the generation that sent us there.
Moulton says veterans like Connor Lamb are in a unique position to challenge what's wrong with Washington, and he's hopeful they can help Democrats win in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.